Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
WWE urgently need NXT call-ups, plus a major Raw star is taking time off, and an in-ring return for Hulk Hogan. That's a thing. For Tuesday, May the 24th, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. So, the Sasha Banks-Naomi situation, that continues to roll on. Wrestling Observer Radio's Brian Alvarez confirmed a report from Ringside News saying that creative have no plans set in place for neither Sasha nor Naomi going forward. The quote saying there are, at this point, zero plans for them to return, and there is zero talk whatsoever about the two of them as it pertains to creative. So there is just the assumption that Sasha Banks and Naomi are done with WWE. They are on indefinite suspension, as it was revealed on Friday and reiterated last night on Raw, but there seems to be no movement on either side. There's been lots of discussion on when Sasha and Naomi left Raw last Monday night, with Fightful Select and a few other sites reporting that they left as the show was starting. This contradicts a series of tweets from Naomi's friend, who said that they actually left hours before the show began. I think at this point, that's a real discussion in this whole saga. In that Sasha Banks and Naomi leaving whilst Raw is on air does change the narrative somewhat, because WWE are going with the conversation that they had a main event set for Monday Night Raw and Sasha and Naomi let the fans down by not competing in it. However, the argument being, if they left a few hours before, they left before that main event had been discussed with them or confirmed with them. If they left as Raw was starting, one would assume that that main event was already set in stone. This, however, being WWE, which is known to rewrites with minutes before the show starts. Certainly more to come from the Sasha Banks and Naomi situation within WWE. In terms of what happens next for the Women's Tag Team Championships, now, it was mentioned by commentary on SmackDown that a tournament will begin soon to crown new Women's Tag Team Champions. Brian Alvarez on Wrestling Observer Live says that they're having to come up with quite a creative solution to this. What were there being hardly any women's tag teams on Raw and SmackDown. Brian Alvarez saying they have sent the word down to NXT to think about some women that might be able to be a team. That's where we're at right now. So you might see Casey and Kayden called up because, quote, we need teams. Who could possibly get call-ups, temporary or permanent, for a potential NXT women's tag team tournament? The issue we have now has been the issue with the women's tag division in WWE since its inception, a lack of depth. So the fact that they're going to NXT urgently suggests that that needs to be addressed at some point. So I've taken a look at some of the potentials that could come up from NXT for the purposes of a women's tag team title tournament. So Toxic Attraction could potentially get featured in there. They are the reigning NXT Women's Tag Team Champions, and they've been fighting champions at that as well. JC Jade and Gigi Dolin with Mandy Rose in their corner. That would be quite the showcase for them on Monday Night Raw. As Brian Alvarez mentioned there, Casey Catanzaro, now known as Katana Chance, and Kayden Carter. This could be their time to get called up to the main roster, a very long time established NXT women's team. Less so established, but certainly recently present, Valentina Feroz and Amari Miller. They competed in the Dusty Classic, just gone. Roxanne Perez, the former Roxy from Ring of Honor, and Wendy Chu recently formed an odd couple tag team to compete for the NXT women's tag titles. So potentially we could see them back on the main roster, even in just for like a one match basis as part of a tournament. Looking to this side of the pond, NXT UK potentially have an offering as well in Zaya Brookside and Eliza Alexander, formerly Lizzie Evo, who recently started teaming up in a feud with Amel and Angel Hayes. They were in action against those two on NXT UK recently, and they've got great chemistry. So this might be an opportunity to make a quick call-up for Zaya Brookside and Eliza Alexander, formerly Lizzie Evo. So that's kind of what the NXT offerings are for a potential women's tag team tournament. Now, looking at the main roster, in terms of what we can piece together from a tournament here, Doudrop and Nikki A.S.H. already set as a team. They're good to go. They're probably the most likely to walk away from all of this mess as women's tag team champions. Natalya and Shayna Baszler have formed a unit as of late. Potential other ones that we could have, Carmella and Queen Zelina could reunite. We know they split up, but we could get them back together. Dana Brooke and Tamina, they've been feuding over the 24/7 title. Can they coexist? I'm clutching at straws here. Alexa Bliss and Liv Morgan, that's another name I've got written down here. Potentially a team with those two, a babyface team of Bliss and Morgan. That could be a thing as well. So there are some options there. It's a bit slim pickings in terms of established teams. No, I'm not saying that as a disrespect to anybody mentioned there, but certainly a slim amount in terms of established teams that could potentially compete in a women's tag team championship tournament.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Now, I know, Randy, you've done a lot for me. You've done more for me than you've done for anybody else. And I love you, bro. I appreciate you, bro. And I know you're watching at home. I love you, Randy. I love you.
That was Riddle on Monday Night Raw announcing that Randy Bobandy is away for a little while. So Randy Orton citing back problems going into his match on SmackDown that were exacerbated by that unification match is stepping away. Riddle said that we may have seen the last of RK-Bro and possibly even the last of Randy Orton. Now, that won't be the case because the Wrestling Observer has revealed that Randy Orton is scheduled to be Roman Reigns' opponent at SummerSlam this year. Chances are this is a storyline injury, and Randy Orton is taking a bit of extended time off before returning in August ahead of a title program with Roman Reigns. So expect a little break for Randy Orton before coming back in the summer for SummerSlam. Looking to Hell in a Cell, where we won't see Roman Reigns competing. Slight change to one of the matches on the card there, as confirmed last night. Becky Lynch defeating Asuka to punch her ticket into a Raw Women's title match. So now, instead of Bianca Belair versus Asuka, it'll be Bianca Belair versus Asuka versus Becky Lynch in a triple threat for the Raw Women's Championship. That joins the Hell in a Cell card, along with Bobby Lashley versus Omos and Ezekiel versus Kevin Owens, both confirmed last night on Monday Night Raw, as well as what will no doubt be the main event of the evening, Cody Rhodes taking on Seth Rollins in a Hell in a Cell match. Hell in a Cell creeping up on us just a couple of weeks away.
You may be recognized as the greatest draw in the history of this company, you and Austin and Taker, but as far as being in this damn ring, nobody touches me, brother. You got that?
Wait a minute.
Yeah, sorry. You know, brother, it sounds to me like you just want to take one more run at the 24-inch pythons, brother.
Uh-oh. Wait a minute, guys. Look at this. Are you kidding me?
You want a shot? You want?
No way.
You want the limousine ride, jet flight, get stealing wheel on the other side of a gun? Yeah. One more time. You do.
Oh, look out, look out! Whoa.
Brother, we're not.
I'm just kidding.
I know,
I'm just playing.
We're having fun. But you gotta admit, we're definitely not spring chickens anymore, brother. But that doesn't mean, brother, that we can't add one more page on our legacy, brother, if you know what I'm saying.
I'm in.
And could Ric Flair's last match also be the last match of Hulk Hogan? So, Brian Blair, former WWE tag team star, let it slip on wrestling shoot interviews that Hulk Hogan will be coming out of retirement to wrestle Ric Flair. He said, quote, "I'm looking forward to seeing Flair and Hogan at SummerSlam." He probably meant StarCast. After this, he backtracked, saying, oh, it was something that he'd probably read on the internet. Well, I hadn't read anything on the internet about Hulk Hogan until Brian Blair said it. When asked about Flair and Hogan stepping in at the ages and at the health that they're at, Brian Blair said, "I think if Rick was going to die anywhere, he'd want to die in the ring. Terry's had his fair share of surgeries, way too many, and I'm getting ready to call Terry in a couple of minutes. I just wish them the very best. I know the fans are the ones that have been really egging it on, that really want to see it, so it sparked them. All I can say is it will be interesting, and I just pray they both come out in one piece." Hulk Hogan potentially getting back in the ring for Ric Flair's last match. Can we just message Ricky Steamboat and just say, "Are you sure you don't want to do this, mate?" On the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now, we launched a brand spanking new series yesterday. Andrew Hodkinson presenting Lost Wrestling Media. The lost bits of wrestling history that people don't want us to see. And he does a deep dive into the night that Jake the Snake Roberts gave Hulk Hogan a DDT in the late 80s. And find out the surprising reason why we haven't seen it. Some great investigative research from Cowboy Andrew at youtube.com/cultaholic right now. And I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.